Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's time to go to the Team Hochberg phone line now at 10 before 9 and say hello to our old pal from the Beverly neighborhood on the south side, Dennis Foley, who's got a new book out. And Dennis, I think the last time we talked, it was about your book, The Streets and Sandman's Guide to Chicago Eats.
Oh, yeah. And Bob, thanks for having me on. It's good to be with you. And yeah, that was back in 2004 or five. So a 15-year gap before I came out with another food book here.
You were driving a truck for a while with Streets and Sanitation, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I was a city electrician, so I was out in one of those baby blue vans back in the day. And for 7 years, had a great time working with the city and the camaraderie with the guys there.
Yeah, and you knew where to have a good lunch. And that brings us to your new effort, a book called No Ketchup, Chicago's Top 50 Hot Dogs and the Stories Behind Them. And what's fun about this book, Dennis, is that you go into some of the great Chicago characters and great stories about these folks who run these tremendous mom-and-pop establishments that make up the fabric of our communities, don't they?
Yes, and Bob, the hot dog itself has been blogged about, written about a bunch over time. But yeah, I did the reviews and I had fun doing them. But my focus was as you were saying, I wanted to focus on the stories about these mom and pop owners, these iconic people who have been at it for years. And I had a great time sitting down and talking to them, and hearing their stories, and then putting them to paper.
What were some of your favorite folks who you interviewed for the book, Dennis?
How about I throw a couple of South and North Siders at you? But, on the South side, I have to say Dan Coogan, the owner of Fat Tommy's out of the Mount Greenwood neighborhood. Anybody that he makes you feel at home when you come in. But he has a sign on the wall. He grabbed it and shook it in my face because I'm a South Side Cub fan, a little bit of a rarity. Mm-hmm. But he grabbed a sign off the wall that says baseball special. Any day that the Cubs lose and the Sox win, hot dogs are $1.50. So,
perfect.
A guy like that is good. And, up north, too, I imagine you've been to Byron's a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Payne, who runs Byron's, he's one of my favorite guys. He has, two of them, one up on Irving Park there, close to Wrigley, and another one about a mile away up on Lawrence, right off of Ashland. And, his story about how he had some struggles with different places that he had with Byron's, how he came to get involved in the hot dog game, and how things have really worked out for him going forward, after he President Obama invited him to come to the White House to set up his team's steam table and serve hot dogs at a White House picnic. Things have been booming for him since then.
In the book, Dennis rates hot dogs, hot dog stands, and you're going to get into all kinds of fights here in Chicago. If you're talking about favorite pizza, favorite Italian beef, favorite hot dogs, very few people are going to agree on things. But I like the way you wrote about your favorites, and also you have these around the corner suggestions, and you say, for example, you go to Beverly Records there in Southwestern, and nearby you go to Joey's Red Hots. It's a fun part of the book.
Yeah, and these around the corner detours, they give you more of a feel for what that neighborhood, that particular section of Chicago is like. And that was probably my favorite part of the book, other than getting these stories from the mom and pop owners. But when you go out and you hit the you eat 50 hot dogs in 50 days, and you go to these different areas of the city, north, south, east, and west, you just get a real feel for what the city's like, and my appreciation of the city grew.
50 hot dogs in 50 days. Tell me about day 51. How'd you feel?
I put in the book, and it's true. I only put on 2 pounds during the course of this because I would come home each day, and some days I ate 4 or 5 dogs because if I was going up north as a Southsider, I got to hit a few places to make it worthwhile, and then I would go and walk 3 or 4 miles just to get it off of me. But my last hot dog, too, it was funny. It was at a place over you know, just off of Taylor Street at Carms. Carms is known for their beef, mm-hmm. but they have a great hot dog there too. And so that was my last one, and I just kind of got, you know, climbed back into the car, went home, and people said, "I bet you never ate you probably didn't eat any hot dogs for a long time." I said, "No, I went out and had another hot dog about 4 days later." So.
You're a better man than I am. And Dennis Foley has this rating system. I guess four mustards would be the best. But again, it's very subjective. You also take into account the charm of some of these places, and you really can't tell from the outside, because some of these places that look like beat up old shacks are some of the best hot dog joints we have, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know, along that line, Bob, I was, you know, one of the things I was saying about you know, the way a hot dog stand looks, and you know, they don't have to be pieces of art, but they're kind of like character actors. There's something about them that stands out. And a great example of that, I would say, is you know, one of my favorite hot dogs in this city is Fat Johnny's over on Western Avenue, about 72nd Street, and it's a beat up old white shack. You know, it's like the Walter Brennan of hot dog stands, and but you get a tremendous hot dog there. And, you know, if the big man's there, his knees have been bothering him a little bit lately. But if he's there working, you know, you get a chance to peek in through the window and see the, you know, the ginormous belly of Fat Johnny working the stand there.
As I commented about the book, and Dennis was nice enough to put this on the back cover, keep this book in your car and you'll never be more than 10 minutes away from finding a great city hot dog joint. And then I asked the question, how about an all suburban edition next? How about it?
I think that would be great. Yeah, my focus was city here, and I had a couple suburban places in there, you know, a couple neat surprise places that were directed my way from some, you know, eatery friends, some foodie buddies. But, yeah, I think it would be very good to do that, and I think I'm going to have to put that on my to-do list.
Yeah, the two hot dog books that you have to have here in Chicago, the book that our pal Bob Schwartz from Vienna wrote, which is really a history of all of the hot dog establishments around here.
It's a great book.
Never put ketchup on a hot dog. And that's like the encyclopedia. And then the Dennis Foley book, No Ketchup, Chicago's Top 50 Hot Dogs and the Stories Behind Them. He's even got coupons in here for discounts at hot dog places. And, you know, keep this one handy as well. It's a great guide. How can people get the book, Dennis?
Yeah, you know, Bob, if they'd like, you know, one of the cool things is, you know, there's different bookstores in Chicago out by me, you know, a big carrier of the books, a big supporter of you know, small presses and stuff is Bookies on 103rd and Western. On the north side, Quimby's over on North Avenue is carrying it. You know, you can get copies from the publisher at mcropress.com, mcropress.com. But one of the cool things is, you know, a number of the hot dog stands are carrying this too. So, you know, places like both Byron's locations at North, Fat Tommy's, a place out in Oak Forest, Doug's Dogs, also known as Mickey V's. You know, they're carrying it. Others want to carry it too. We'll be getting them the book. Mm-hmm. But it's a pretty good mix. You go in, you get yourself a hot dog and snag a book.
can't beat that. You got a good reputation from your Streets and Sandman's Guide to Chicago Eats, and it's good catching up with you again. Dennis Foley, all the best, Dennis. Stay healthy.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Thanks for having me on.